Random House Audio presents Hannibal Rising by Thomas Harris. This is the author, Thomas Harris. Hannibal Rising. Prologue. The door to Dr. Hannibal Lecter's memory palace is in the darkness at the center of his mind, and it has a latch that can be found by touch alone. This curious portal opens on immense and well-lit spaces, early Baroque, and corridors and chambers rivaling in number and variety those of the Topkapi Museum. Everywhere there are exhibits, well-spaced and lighted, each keyed to memories that lead to other memories in geometric progression. Spaces devoted to Hannibal Lecter's earliest years differ from the other archives in being incomplete. Some are static scenes, fragmentary, like painted attic shards held together by blank plaster. Other rooms hold sound and motion, great snakes wrestling and heaving in the dark and lit in flashes. Pleas and screaming fill some places on the grounds where Hannibal himself cannot go. But the corridors do not echo screaming, and there is music, if you like. The palace is a construction begun early in Hannibal's student life. In his years of confinement, he improved and enlarged his palace, and its riches sustained him for long periods while warders denied him his books. Here, in the hot darkness of his mind, let us feel together for the latch. Finding it, let us elect for music in the corridors, and looking neither left nor right, go to the Hall of the Beginning.